the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. Hello and welcome to Pure Home with me, Sahan Hakju. Well, there's no question that all of us, one of our main goals in our lives is to create a very warm atmosphere in our home, to create close familial ties, tranquility, stability. That's something that we all want. Today, we'll discuss how to create close relationships in our family home, and we'll have much more in our program, so you'll definitely want to stay tuned. Well, we are honored to have Dr. Sayed Nasrullah Ibrahimi here with us to discuss relationships and a warm family home. Hello and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Dr. Ibrahimi, just to name a few of his credentials, he's the Associate Professor of International Law at the Faculty of Law and Politics at Tehran University and the Chief Negotiator of International Petroleum Contracts. He's an outstanding international lawyer and a member of the Chartered Institute of Arbitrators, the legal advisor to the Bureau of International and Legal Services dealing with Iran-U.S. Tribunal claims, the Hague-Tehran, and a member of the Iran or International Family Law Institution. He has also delivered many lectures and is a registered author with articles on family law issues, amongst many, many others. Well, welcome to the program again. And this is Pure Home, and we want to create a pure, happy home. So let's start off by asking, how do we establish and manage happily long-lasting spousal relationships between the wife and the husband?
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent and the most merciful. First of all, I would like to thank you to give me this golden opportunity to come here after long being absent from Sahar TV. So this is a great opportunity for me.
Great to have you.
Oh, thank you very much. Secondly, we have a saying that if you can manage a family life, you can manage a country, you can manage an institute, anything, because this is a very important institute or entity that needs a lot of skills in order to manage it. So you need to have a lot of preparations and risk identifications, risk analysis and risk management in order to initiate and start, kick off the family environment and being as a partner in the team of the family relationship, and then carry on nicely, professionally, this institute towards the road of success. Because, you know, we do not start family just to end it tomorrow. We want to, you know, have a good relationship, everlastingly, continuously creating all opportunities to both sides.
Which comes to show, I think, why we have so many broken homes nowadays, because a lot of people starting a family with absolutely no information, not being guided, naive.
Yeah, that's actually the problem. Because, you see, whatever issue or business or activities or whatever operation you want to enter into, you have to have proper analysis, proper study. And if you don't do that, if you don't have the proper due diligence, proper survey, and don't go for finding possible risks from the outset, when you enter into the relationship, sometimes you may not be able to manage it. So that's why every couple, every candidate to establish a family relationship should have a proper analysis, proper study, and get inside the family business with open eyes. Okay? So unfortunately, sometimes we jump to the conclusion without going step by step mm-hmm. in order to find a proper partner. Mm-hmm. So first of all, to select and to find a proper partner mm-hmm. who can understand you right. in the passage of the life mm-hmm. and can accommodate your expectations mm-hmm. in his or her expectations is the professional study job that we have to do. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, our young generation, they don't have that skills. Mm-hmm. We the parents and we the people, that we have to give them enough information and guide them to the path of guidance in order to go properly and find proper way mm-hmm. to enter into the partnership arrangement. A family arrangement is a mm-hmm. partnership arrangement.
Right.
Because this is not a entity that one can dictate on the other side mm-hmm. or one can decide in the name and on behalf of the other side. It has to be managed through the cooperation and collaboration. Mm-hmm. And you have to have a skill of communication. If you don't have a skill for communication, how would you be able to manage
right.
those possible or potential risks which are everlastingly threatening our family life?
Right. Okay. Now, a lot of us go forward, I think. We start that family, we enter into the family institution with our hearts, as opposed to thinking clearly and going forward with our logic. And
that's the issue, because most of us, we are captured by the initial feeling,
right.
okay? Through the look, sometimes
infatuation.
Illegal look, yeah? Mm-hmm. And then we enter into the business of relationship. And then, since there is no logic and rationality, mm-hmm. there was no base to start with that relationship, so then we enter into difficulties. Right. If you want to apply for a job, if you want to go for any institute to start work, mm-hmm. people, they seek your qualifications, mm-hmm. they need your resume, you go for different types of exam, mm-hmm. and then you go for proper interview, and then if you are top qualified, then they say that, okay, come, and still you go for trial and error in the first 6 months, for example, period, mm-hmm. and then you get properly admitted in mm-hmm. that particular organization. Okay, mm-hmm. and you know that job, to get the job and go out of the job is not that difficult. But to mm-hmm. start family, we don't go for that mm-hmm. process.
Maybe they should. Maybe they should have a trial, yeah, an interview, maybe a license to enter into
the marriage. Yeah, they have to have, okay, I mean, we have to check the qualifications mm-hmm. of the couple. I mean, whether right. the young person, boy or girl, they are mm-hmm. qualified to enter into right. the business of family relationship.
Right.
And then, I mean, what would be their opportunities and also the risks,
right.
Of this relationship. So they have to be trained properly.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the responsibility of parents, society, government, the community should train them properly in order to start the correct path of family relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, the risk is not eliminated if you enter into properly.
Right.
It is always there. You have to keep watching. You have to have a watching policy mm-hmm. in your family relationship and keep going on with open eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Future risk should be properly managed with future management tools.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, family relationship needs a good, proper plan for management.
Mm-hmm.
So without proper management, you will not assure that your relationship will, last long mm-hmm. for future.
Right. So basically, I think the takeaway here is start with a very firm foundation. You don't
want
to start off with shaky foundation and then move on, and then basically you won't be able to handle the trials and tribulations that you'll be yeah. faced with later. So start
and
off.
Yeah, most of our marriages nowadays start with the initial feeling,
mm-hmm.
which is not backed up by rationality
right.
and reasonableness. Okay, of course, the feeling. That is initial feeling will pass away,
mm-hmm.
After honeymoon time,
right.
expires.
Right.
And then you enter into real business of life.
Yeah.
Then you need to open your eyes and to manage it properly with rationality. And if you don't have a skill, and if you don't have a power, if you're not equipped with the enough tools and means to manage those difficulties, Remember, we are created individually and differently, separately. Our expectations, our nature, our culture, language, behavior, conduct may completely differ from our couple. Now we want to bring two strangers on one frame of the family entity,
right,
and then ask them to merge them and to be unique and unified. The process of harmonization, process of unification, process of making one unit a family entity, that needs a lot of skills and professionalism.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Dr. Ibrahim. Of course, we have many, many questions. We'll go and we'll listen to a story and we'll be back.
Riding man. Once upon a time, there was a draper who sold cloth in villages. Every once in a while, he went to the city and bought different types of cloth. Then he brought them to nearby villages and sold them. One day the traveling draper was going from one village to another, which was several miles away. When he got out of the village and started walking in a desert path, he came across a man who was riding a horse slowly in the middle of the path. The draper, who was carrying the bundle of cloth on his back, was very tired. When he saw that the man was riding the horse slowly, and he could walk beside him, he told the riding man, "I'm very tired, sir, and this bundle is very heavy. Now that both of us are traveling in the same path, would you please put this bundle on your horse for half an hour so that I can unwind? I'd be very thankful if you do me this favor." The riding man answered, "I'm afraid I can't. I don't know how to explain. You're right that helping other people is a very decent deed, but I'm sorry, my horse hasn't been groomed last night. He hasn't eaten food today and can hardly walk. It's not fair to load him with a heavy bundle." The draper said, "Yes, that's right." Then he said nothing. After a short while, a rabbit ran out from under a bush near the path. Then it sat about 100 steps farther. When the riding man saw the rabbit, he forced his horse to go faster and started to chase the rabbit. The rabbit started to run again, and the riding man followed it. The riding man went about 2 kilometers away from the draper. When the draper saw the horse running so fast, he thought, "Thank God that the riding man didn't take my bundle. Otherwise, I couldn't catch up with him, and he might steal all my cloth." The same thought struck the riding man. He thought, "I've got such a good horse that nobody can catch up with. If I had taken the man's bundle, I could have stolen it and ran away into the desert." With this thought, the riding man went back towards the draper. When he reached him, he said, "I'm so sorry that I left you alone and chased the rabbit. I couldn't catch it. But since there is a long way to the next village, I couldn't leave you alone. I thought it wasn't fair that you were tired and on foot and I didn't help you while I had a horse. Now give me the bundle and I'll carry it for you so that you can unwind. The horse won't die of carrying such a light bundle. It will soon reach home and eat as much food as it wishes." The draper said, "No, thank you. I don't want to put you in any trouble. I was wrong. When the rabbit appeared and your horse started running, I learned my lesson that I should carry my own possessions. Although I get a bit tired, I am more relieved." Thank you.
back to the program. Well, before the break, we talked about how to enter into a relationship with open eyes and well-equipped. And now, what we want to know, Dr. Ibrahim, is how do we keep that going? How do we keep that relationship continuing, lasting, so that we can face those the hardships that we might face in marriage?
Okay, I mean, as I said previously, to start a new life, the family life, okay, you have to get all the introductory steps properly done, such as due diligence, risk analysis, finding proper partner, and doing all sort of, you know, studies, negotiate with each other, come to right conclusion in order to come to the stage of marriage. Okay, if you have a very long-lasting marriage contract with the good ceremonies that you establish, it doesn't mean that you can secure the end if you are going to be ignorant to perform better. Because having a good marriage, you know, conclusion contract, you have to be able to carry on the relationship in a proper manner, in a way that you will be able to manage all the expectations of two sides, the couple, during the lifehood of the projects of the family entity. So what we say here, that since we have commonalities and we have differences, okay, if you concentrate on differences, you will enlarge the disputes and you would not be able to continue, then the entity of marriage will be terminated. But if you concentrate on commonalities and promote that common behavior or common expectations or common policy or common philosophy of each side of the couple and, you know, marriage partners, then you would be able to secure the relationship to the end. So basically, you have to have always the process of monitoring, supervising, controlling your expectations versus the other side of the expectation. Unfortunately, what is happening nowadays in the couple's life, that soon they enter into the framework of the marriage, they start to define their own role and then try to dominate the other side. So I have a rights and I have a duties in the family. And then I want to exceed my rights and mitigate or decrease my obligations toward the other side. So that is the nature that we want to be in the power. We want to we want to dominate the other side. That comes to sometimes we go to be a tyrant and aggressive to the other side. We do not respect, we do not share feelings with the other side, we will fail to cooperate and communicate with the other side properly. But if you want to carry on the relationship long lasting, then you have to find a proper mechanism how to strengthen and promote those commonalities and those common expectations. Then you need a lot of, you know, self-sacrificing issues that you have to, you know, sacrifice yourself. Sometimes you have to do much more than you are obliged to do so, because this is the security and the assurance of the continuation of the family life.
And like you said, I think before, that unification, if you want that merger and that complete turning into one, you have to set aside being selfish, being opinionated. Compromise comes with the package.
So basically, you have to have a skill how to compromise and how to reconcile those things which are happening, you know, every, you know, time in our life. So if you don't have the power how to control yourself in order to bring peace and tranquility and security to the family relationship, you won't be able to secure the relationship. So that's why we have to be properly trained and we have to have the knowledge, proper knowledge, how to conquer our anger, our selfishness, and our, you know, self-dominating power in order to manage the other side in a proper manner. Because at the end, the other side is human being, as you are human being. The other side has expectations, and then, so you have to, in order not to focus on the differences, you have to promote the commonalities. So that's why we need to have proper plan. Of course, any life needs a proper planning, time schedule, good program, good plan for the relationship and also for the future for the children. I mean, for example, if as a couple they do not have proper talks any period of the time, and I do advise sometimes you need to have daily talk, particularly when we start in a new life of marriage, daily talk. Even if there's no differences, if there's no disputes, okay, talks will give a lot of, you know, common understanding. Mm-hmm. So we have to learn how to, you know, share the feeling.
I mean, what do we do, going back to that being selfish and the selflessness, what do we do? It's a give-and-take situation. Most people acknowledge that. But what if one party is giving, 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 and the other party is taking, taking, taking? And the same goes with the expressiveness. If one person often expresses their feelings, at the other end, it's not being reciprocated, and they're not the other party is not doing the same. What happens at that point?
By this path of behavior, there's no communication, there's no coordination, because one party is, you know, sacrificing its entire life to the sake of the family, but the other party doesn't pay any damn to this. So what happens? Then the gap will continue because the other side will get tired at the end, will not be able to continue.
Right.
So this is what I mentioned, that you have to kill your own SELF for the better management of the common self, common sense. Because if you want to be selfish and your self is so important and you do not compromise and reconcile in a difficult time, then you have to expect one time the other side that enough is enough, and I don't want to compromise with you anymore because I have, you know, sacrificed myself everlastingly, and you don't take any step toward the, you know, family arrangement. So that's why, I mean, we go for the dispute, and then God forbid, we go for separation and divorce.
Right.
So that's why we have to, from the first time, we have to have a proper plan that, okay, forget that. Who you are, okay, but what you are and where you are now. When I was single with the, you know, established attitudes and behaviors, but when I am in the picture of the marriage, then I have to change myself.
Right.
I have to accommodate with the expectations of the other side.
Which comes to actually point towards, I think, the first part that we talked about. If you have entered into this institution, not, I guess, completely equipped and not knowing exactly, it may be partly because of you've gone forward with infatuation. And at that point, I think what you're talking about now, what we can say is, well, you know, if you've entered into this marriage not completely knowing who your spouse was, at this point, then you can focus on the commonalities and you can set aside that, you know, who I was before, but who I am now and who my spouse is.
That's why I said that it is very important to start and initiate this family institute in a proper and professional manner, because sometimes the risk is so high that you won't be able to manage, because you will not be able to change yourself. For example, that's why we have the concept of kuf in Islamic, you know, perspective, that you have to be equal in terms of the culture, in terms of the knowledge, in terms of the class of society. If you marry with someone that who is, you know, coming from different culture, with different classes, with different backgrounds, you will not be able to compromise. Even if you're self-sacrificer, you compromise yourself, reconcile yourself a lot, the other side will not take any movement because he's not trained to do so. He's coming from different attitudes, different backgrounds. That's why we have to...
Sometimes there's no communication.
That's a lack of communication.
Right.
So basically, I mean, you have to have a good strategy to find proper partner. And if the proper partner is selected and put in the institute of marriage, then you have to have professionalism in order to manage relationship and keep going on in a positive manner.
Okay, so I think ideally, if you've started off with a great foundation, you can move on, and to maintain it, you have to focus on the good, keep trying. I mean, I think you can kind of stand back. You always have to keep up your guard and continue to work hard. But
yeah, because, you see, I personally believe that when you are in, it is not a game. It's not a battlefield that you have to fight and take over whatever you have to take. No, this is not a game. This is not a battlefield. It's a somehow human relationship. Yeah. It's a human touch. Then human touch should continue, should secure. That is the, I mean, why we said that the institute of marriage is based on love, affection, compassion, and etc. If you do not, you know, go for that line of, you know, attitudes and behaviors, and you, then you want to take over whatever you can gain, and you want to be winner in the game, and then you want to the other side to be loser, then you will lose your life. Okay? Because the other party cannot be remain as last loser or everlasting loser. Sometimes he or she will come, even if has got very weak personality, sometimes he or she stands up, say that no to you. Then that will be the total loss. Remember, any losses and damages inflicted in our family relationship, both sides will be the loser. No one can be winner out of separation or divorce. No one can be everlastingly satisfied that, okay, I have done my job, I dictated myself, okay, forget about him, I am going to go my own life. No, you are a loser.
Because
particularly when you have a children, and then the losses and damages will be greater because you are not inflicting damages to your feelings, to your heart, to your expectation, to your future life, but also you are destroying the life of the others.
Definitely. Okay, so I think the takeaway again would be start off with a little bit of rationalism, go forward with your brain, and then from then onwards, follow your heart, try to be selfless, and kind of incorporate some of that selflessness, that love, that affection, and so on. Well, we'll talk a little bit about the children. When we come back, we'll take a break, and when we come back, it's time for From Here and There. Well, as you know, now it's time for From Here and There with my colleague Farhad Vafoju. He has lots of interesting things for us. I think he has an email, probably an interesting article, and a book. So we'll let you take over.
Right, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this part of the show, From Here and There, with me, Farhad Vafoju. Today I have picked an interesting article about our possible future destinations. And guess where? Yes, have you ever wondered if you could ever have a trip to the planet Mars? Well, this could be a dream for many, but now some 78,000 people from 120 countries have applied for a one-way trip project of settlement in the Red Planet, run by the Dutch non-profit company Mars One. Well, the second picture of possible future destination, the Red Planet. The company plans to send a few willing pioneers on a one-way trip with no chance of returning to Earth. The project is scheduled to apply existing technology and be funded through sponsors and private investors. A few months ago, the company released its basic astronaut requirements for the plan to call not only scientists or pilots, but anyone who is at least 18 years old. Recruiting for the mission to the Red Planet in 2023 started from April 22nd during a televised global selection process based on some criteria: intelligence, good mental and physical health, as well as dedication to the project are concerned as the most important criteria for the project titled Inhabitants Wanted. A series of robotic cargo missions will be launched, of course, between 2016 and 2021 to prepare a habitable Red Planet outpost before the arrival of the first four immigrants in 2023. More settlers are planned to leave Earth for the Red Planet every 2 years after the first group. There are no plans to return the pioneers back to Earth. Welcome back. Well, today I am going to introduce to you the book The Attraction and Repulsion of Ali alayhi salam, written by Murtaza Mutahhari. The main theme of the book is, as the title suggests, the attraction and repulsion of Imam Ali and other subjects like his concept of a government, the uprising and insurgency of the Kharijites, and the necessity of combat against hypocrisy. All these have been dealt with in a very scholarly, philosophic, authentic, and sagacious manner. From the viewpoint of arrangement, editing, chapterization, the manner in which the themes have been explored and dealt with, and a selection of topics, the book gives a happy look and lends novelty to the subject. Its author is the late Murtaza Mutahhari, who devoted his life to the sacred cause of Islam. He was well versed in various branches of Islamic knowledge and the Holy Quran. He was a philosopher and a writer, aware of schools of East as well as the West, and a research scholar of fortitude. I'm sure you will definitely enjoy and learn a lot by reading this book. Well, and now it's time for the emails. Our email is today from Abhishir. I think it's from India. He says, "Hello, I have watched your program several times recently. I liked it, especially I am interested in the stories because I'm a student of Persian literature." Well, that's a great honor. I'm really happy to hear that there are a lot of people in other countries enjoying and learning Persian language through our programs. He further says that he's a student of Persian literature in India, and it is very nice for me to hear Persian stories by great Iranian poets and authors. Continue good work. I promise we will. Thank you, and thanks to you, Abhishir. Well, that's it for this edition of From Here and There. By the way, if you want to log on to our website, you can just go to, go to sahartv.ir, and here we have the English section. Just click on it and you will have, let me find it. Yes, it's in here. Well, it seems not working very well. Yeah, that's it, english.sahartv.ir. Here we have the programs. If you click on them, you will find the Peer Home, and that is in here, I guess. Yes. Yeah, it's not working now. Well, in the program section, you will find lots of videos or programs. Just choose it and watch it. Thanks for watching. Back to you, Ms. Afoju.
Thank you very much, Mr. Afoju. Now for our report, we have something about handmade jewelry, and most of this collection is about copper. And you'd also maybe like to know that copper has a lot of health benefits if you wear it on your body. So let's take a look together.
Hello, I'm Abulfaz Izzati. I've been making such jewelry for 10 years. I use copper and brass to make them. These are all the results of my own ideas, and I haven't adopted my designs from anywhere. I try not to make repetitive designs. I use materials which have medicinal effects. For example, copper is good for curing anemia, and it's relaxing, anti-depression, anti-pain, and anti-cancer. Generally speaking, it enhances the body immune system. At first, I just produced rings. Then I increased the variety of my products and started to produce necklaces, bracelets, and earrings. Recently, I started to produce complete sets, which can consist of 6 to 25 pieces. These products are not produced by casting or pressing. Instead, they're produced by hand, and there's only one instance of each model. For the same reason, these products are unique.
Welcome back to the program. Well, we're here with Dr. Ebrahimi, and we're continuing to talk about relationships in the family, and we spoke about the spousal relationships, and now we want to move on to the relationships that how we can have the long-lasting, proper and good relationships with our children, so parental.
Yes. Before I answer this question, let me just clarify what I said about rationality and reasonableness, which should be the element of governing the relationship between a spouse and couple. I do not want to just exaggerate on that point, because you see, the family relationship is based on rationality and reasonableness, as well as the affection, compassion, and mercy. Mm-hmm. So there should be, you know, a very good connectivity between mind and heart.
Right.
So
a balance.
It's a balance. So because through the mind and key performance indicators, mm-hmm. you will not be able to manage the relationship.
Right.
Because of that, we said that life, family life is based on three items. First, words that you talk and say, the heart that beats for the each other, as well as the behavior and conducts,
mm-hmm.
okay, acts and omission that we do mm-hmm. in order to manage the relationship. So these three items should be properly managed to, mm-hmm. In order to manage the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So if we as a couple, we manage each other in mm-hmm. a proper manner, as I said, then you don't need to teach your children how to behave themselves.
Right.
Because they will get pictures, they will get photos from your, actions.
Yeah. So you'll be a role model.
Yeah, so you are going to be a role model for them. So the reaction of the children mm-hmm. depends on your actions in the family life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why children nowadays, they don't like, that you lecture them.
Being
so
by,
told. being told and lecture them. So they don't like that. But if you, as a couple, you behave yourself and you are united, you are one hand, you are very, hot-hearted people, so you have good, compassion inside the family, so that will be gradually transferred to your children.
Mm-hmm.
Then the parental relationship will be by nature, automatically will be managed and done. So basically, a child in a very happy family life is going to be a good child,
mm-hmm.
is going to be successful child. But if you cannot manage your relationship mm-hmm. and then in front of the children, you dispute, you shout each other, you disrespect each other, and you don't, you show your, skill of communication,
mm-hmm.
then that will be, directly affecting your child's life in future.
And it'll come back to haunt you later, because then you'll have broken down relationship with your child.
Yeah, that's a problem. So basically, again, you cannot measure the family relationship based on pure rights and duties,
mm-hmm.
you cannot establish your parental relationship based on pure rights and duties. We need more rights, more duties
mm-hmm.
in order to manage the parental relationship as we manage the spousal couple relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, what you sacrifice yourself in order to bring commonalities, happiness, satisfaction, and all promote the potential power of the other side,
mm-hmm.
so the same should be done in order to manage the children's life.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, children, they are so naive,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have any source of knowledge, source of affection, than the source of couple and parents.
Right.
So that's why, We can be crude, we can be, you know, tyrant against each other, but when it comes to the children, they cannot tolerate it. So we have to keep our disputes, our controversial matters aside of the children's look. And they are so clever, they can take pictures, as sensitive they are, so they can get and will get back to you later on. And then you will lose them. Even if you want to keep them inside, you will not be able to keep them inside. So that's why, instead of teaching them how to behave themselves, instead of working on their brains and hearts, okay, try to work on your own side with the couple, okay? And then the sequences or consequences of such relationship will be gradually, you know, transferred. So, for example, if I have a good relationship with my wife, and then my child finds out that we are so loving each other, and we are increasing our potentials to have better family life, he will be proud to live with us. He doesn't need to look a friend inside the school or search friend in the society. And he can find that the sincerity of father and mother cannot be comparable from the other side. He will look at any person outside of the family frame as a stranger.
Okay? And seek refuge in the family.
Right. And then if anything happens, he will seek refuge in the family. And he will have the power and skill to analyze whether that third party, that stranger, is good to have established friendship relationship or not. Then he will bring all the difficulties facing in the society, in the school, to the family in order to get, you know, better consultancy services. And who are the best counsels to the children than the parents? Because they are sincere, they know the backgrounds, they don't have any, they don't seek for any outcome, any material, you know, revenue.
True unconditional love.
Yeah, unconditional love that that they, you know, they give to the children. So that we have a very good parent relationship. And then the same attitudes, which is based on pure human beings and pure love, will be transferred to the children. Of course, then if you want to advise, if you give them any recommendation, they will eagerly listen to you, obey you, and follow your, you know, your orders. That's that's what we have to do. That's, I mean, for example, in my own family life, I don't teach my children, I don't lecture them. But you see, the very nice relationship that I have with my wife, through the years, we have been married for, you know, more than 27 years. Through the years, okay, the children, they could not find any single dispute between me and my wife. So why should they have any dark image or any, you know, bad negative image from the family life? So they concentrate all their powers and potential powers inside the family life, and now they're growing up in a manner that we like them, and they love the family. So that's why we, I mean, children, they don't need to expand their friendship inside the society and to establish relationship with others.
Because they have a beautiful home.
Because this is the beautiful life that we have to create for them.
Well, on that beautiful note, thank you so much, Dr. Ibrahimi. It's been wonderful having you. And to all our viewers, we hope that we can attain that tranquility, that stability, and that beautiful life at our house and our homes. And don't forget, go on our website, sahartv.ir, watch our programs, send us your comments. We'd like to hear what you have to say. Pure Home at sahartv.ir. Thanks so much for inviting us into your Pure Home. Until next time, goodbye and God bless.